the unit that keeps traffic in New York City moving, and the NYPD on horseback. Hello, and welcome to Inside the NYPD, the official podcast of the New York City Police Department, broadcasting from police headquarters in Lower Manhattan to our listeners around the world. I'm Jesse Peterman. The unit that keeps traffic in New York City moving, the Traffic Control Division, is made up of thousands of officers and civilians that direct traffic, keep side streets open, arrest drunk drivers, and enforce seatbelt laws, all to keep traffic injuries and fatalities low. Here is the NYPD's Jason Post.
We are joined now by Assistant Chief Ed Cannon, the commanding officer of the NYPD's Traffic Control Division. Chief, you and the thousands of officers and civilians that work for you are charged with enforcing traffic regulations in New York City. Why is this important?
Well, first of all, Jason, let me say that the traffic officers and the agents of the Traffic Control Division are among the most dedicated and hardest working members of the NYPD that I've ever been associated with. And if they weren't out there doing their jobs, whether it's writing a summons to a double parked vehicle or to a truck that's blocking a bus stop, or directing traffic at a busy and dangerous intersection, then the city residents wouldn't be enjoying the benefits of the reductions in the number of accidents and fatalities that we've seen over the last several years. 2004, 2005, we saw record lows in the number of fatalities and vehicle accidents, and that didn't happen by accident, if you will. It's a testament to the hard work done by the members of the department day in and day out. You know, if you think about it for a moment, when someone double parks or blocks a bus stop, well, then people, whether they're pedestrians or motorists, they have to work their way around that obstruction. And that extra maneuvering can cause accidents, injuries, and in some cases, fatalities. So it's important for people to know that we don't just issue summonses for the sake of issuing a summons or to generate income for the city. We want to move traffic, we want to reduce accidents, and we want to reduce fatalities.
Is there any one thing that you focus on in the department's mission to enhance public safety?
Well, we want to move traffic, but just like the rest of the police department, the most important goal that we have is saving lives. And our experts in the accident investigation squad, the detectives that respond to the fatal vehicle accidents, they'll tell you that the biggest factors that cause deaths in vehicle accidents are people that are speeding, people that don't wear a seatbelt, and people that are driving while intoxicated. And these violations are what we focus on. And it's that focus that has saved many, many lives over the last few years. Now, you know, for a long time, and I think it's pretty common knowledge, that speeding contributes to accidents. If you're going too fast, it's difficult for you to react and to control your vehicle. And anyone who drives and doesn't wear their seatbelt is making a huge mistake. And I think that most New Yorkers by now know that the NYPD will not tolerate drunk driving. Our cops have come to believe that this is an important task for them to accomplish. And that locking up a drunk driver is as good as taking a gun off the street in many cases, because after all, both of these types of situations can help save a life.
I think that New Yorkers, they're familiar with a department tow truck towing a vehicle or a traffic agent directing traffic. But there isn't a sense of a larger plan.
Yes, there is a system to virtually everything that we do. And there is a method to the madness, if you will, that is sometimes the traffic in the city streets. And that method to the madness is coordinated at our traffic management center. We look at the big picture in order to make things move better in this city, and the Traffic Management Center is the way that we accomplish that.
At the end of December of last year, there was a transit strike here in New York City. That must have been a very busy time for you.
The holiday period is always a busy time in New York City, and the transit strike made it an even more difficult time for us to keep moving the vehicles and the traffic flowing. I'm proud of the way that we accomplished our mission during the transit strike, Largely because we had the right resources for the job. The commissioner assigned to us a large cadre of the recruits, over 1,000, just about to graduate from the police academy. And for many of these young rookie officers, it was their first exposure to the streets of New York. And I have to tell you, As a police officer and as a New Yorker, I was very encouraged by the work that they did. I think their performance, you know, I mean, they were out there on these bitterly cold mornings, and the rookies were maintained a high level of professionalism in stressful situations, and you know, I can't think of a single incident that I observed where they didn't treat the people that they encountered, and many of those New Yorkers were a little impatient under the circumstances, and these rookies did us proud. I think it bodes well for the police department that these young men and women have joined our ranks.
Chief Cannon, thank you very much for joining the NYPD podcast.
Officers on Horseback, a 150-year-old tradition. The five troops that make up the mounted unit patrol all corners of the city. With more on the mounted unit, here again is the NYPD's Jason Post.
We are joined now by Deputy Inspector Harold Coleman, the commanding officer of the mounted unit. Inspector, what does the police department use officers on horseback for?
95% of our time is spent on patrol. We do high visibility. Where an officer sitting on a horse is approximately 10 feet tall. He can look a block in each direction. We also do parades and ceremonies. We do demonstrations when they occur.
Are officers only stationed in Manhattan?
No, they're not. We actually have five troops. There are two in Manhattan. There's one in Brooklyn, one in Queens, and one in the Bronx.
Who are the officers that make up the mounted unit?
Well, we have police officers who have at least 5 years in the police department and who have exceptional evaluations and disciplinary records and sick records.
And who cares and feeds for the horses?
Well, we have 32 full-time hostlers who take care of the horses. They feed them, they muck stalls, they help groom and clean horses. And the officers also, if they're assigned their own personal horse, they will also groom and give extra care to these horses.
Do you need any experience with horses to become a member of the mounted unit?
No, you don't, but it would be preferable if you had some. In this way, you're acclimated more to the horse and his different gaits and the feeling of having a living horse underneath you moving around, which could be unsettling if you've never done it before.
Inspector, thank you very much for joining us.
Finally, a word on joining New York's finest. The NYPD offers a job with a future, a great place to serve, and a chance to advance. For more information, call 212-RECRUIT or visit us on the web at www.nypdrecruit.com. Thank you for listening to the New York City Police Department podcast. For Inside the NYPD, I'm Jesse Peterman.